And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today's topic will be Raleigh County Day here on the show. We've got two guests joining us via Zoom. Raleigh County Commissioner Ron Wells is one of them. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've also got joining us Raleigh County Clerk Rich Vargo. Good morning, Mr. Vargo.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it certainly is a pleasure. Lots going on in the news right now, and we're right in the midst of a pandemic, but we've also got some election news to share, and we talked a little bit about it on our newscast here this morning because we've got some information from both counties yesterday on mail-in ballot requests, and boy, it's been pretty impressive to see a lot of folks here in our local communities have been requesting those ballots, and I know, Rich, you're a big proponent of that.
That's correct. Yeah, there are some very important deadlines going on right now with the election for August 4th. Of course, today's the voter registration books close. And then tomorrow, advance voting in person starts here at Raleigh County. Of course, early on, May 28th, we sent out those mailers, applications for any registered voter to apply for an advance by mail ballot. Those were sent out. And of course, we went through that extra effort through a lot of deliberation way before that, working on it, you know, ever since the COVID-19 pandemic had started. How are we going to handle elections? You know, the big emphasis was the social distance, you know, not bring people together. Well, when you're holding an election and telling people which polling place to go, you get large amounts of people at a polling place. We tried to think of ways that we could remedy that, and our solution was to really promote advance voting by mail, and that's why we went to that extra expense to mail the applications for the primary and general election to every registered voter at that time. Had an overwhelming response. As I reported yesterday, we had 6,322 applications received so far, and people always kind of wonder where that sits compared to the last election. Well, the last comparable election in 2016, we only received 355 ballots by mail. So that's a significant increase. But what's even more impressive, in the 2016 primary election, we had 6,337 people in total participate in the election. So I'm confident we'll exceed applications by mail that exceed the total turnout in 2016. But yet still want to emphasize, as I've stated, you know, for those, this was just simply a choice. You know, people could make the choice whether they wanted to participate by mail or in person, because we will still have all polling places open, including advance voting, which starts tomorrow at the courthouse office building. And people will have the choice to go. We do have 29 of our regular 30 polling places open. One was not accessible to us due to COVID-19 pandemic. So we will trudge on like normal, and people have the opportunity to go to the polls to vote as well.
How much of an indicator is, you know, when you look at all the mail-in ballot requests you've had, of just what that may bring you here in the fall when we get to the general election cycle?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Brandon, there doesn't seem to be any short-term outlook on, you know, the solution to this pandemic. And so I think it'll be similar for the general election. I think we'll have an overwhelming response, you know, for ballots by mail for the general election as well. It'll be, as you know, it's available, and we're receiving those applications as well for those ballots already. So I think probably an overwhelming majority will participate by mail as they choose. But once again, for the general election, we will also have the polling places open.
All right. So when people go out to advance vote, let's say they want to come down to the courthouse tomorrow, what do they need to know ahead of time?
Well, yeah, for anyone that's been to the courthouse office building, know that procedures have changed somewhat due to COVID-19. We now have a receptionist that sits out front in the lobby when you walk in the first floor. They'll ask you, you know, what you're here to do business, which department, and we are monitoring the amount of people that are sent to each department based on social distancing that's allowed within each respective office. And so if they come in to advance vote, they'll just simply tell them I'm here to advance vote. They'll send them up, and we have X's on the floor that delineate the 6-foot distance for social distancing. And of course, we will keep that through the entire process. We do encourage people to wear masks. Of course, within the city of Manhattan, it is a requirement due to the city ordinance. We also have hand sanitizer available, and we'll also disinfect the machines after each and every motor. So it'll take a little bit longer in the process, but just because we don't expect the sheer numbers to be the same, we do not see any problems with lines forming for the election process.
All right. Yeah, of course, that's something I guess you have to keep an eye on a little bit and make sure that, you know, if you do have a gathering, that people are practicing the best social distancing possible.
Yep, and that's what we've trained our poll workers. We each year train our poll workers prior to each election, and they have been trained on all the appropriate measures to take place for their safety and security, and also for those registered voters coming in to participate in the election process. Another thing that's really changed for us significantly this year that I can't emphasize enough, it just shows you the general public's concern with the COVID-19 pandemic, is we've had 81 poll workers for the general election tell us they would not work this election. And we asked them why, and tell them we appreciate their service, and it's all related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the good news is our community's been very responsive, and we have gotten a lot of new poll workers to sign up, and we greatly appreciate that. But we've lost some of our most experienced, and hopefully maybe we can get some of them back in the fall. But that has been an issue we've had to deal with as well. And we do expect that, based on what national trends are seeing, that, you know, on election day, when poll workers are supposed to be showing up, some just simply don't show up, or they call in that day and say, I just don't feel comfortable. So we hope they get a hold of us in advance, but we know not all of them have. And we still expect to lose more poll workers on election day.
Hmm. I'll bring on Commissioner Wells here. Ron, I just want to get kind of your thoughts here on how everything's proceeding here with the elections. And I know you're a candidate yourself, and how confident you are here that this election will go off without a hitch.
Well, thanks to our personnel, you know, Rich and his staff, and all of the election people, our volunteers. The county is a very well run county. The county is rated very high in the state, and we have good people. And so I was upstairs yesterday and saw the training there prior to voting tomorrow. And everything is running very smooth. All the markings are on the floor, the doors are marked. And so I've got 100% confidence in our people in Raleigh County that this will go off very smoothly. I'm very impressed with the mail-in ballots. I'm going to do that myself this year. It'll be the first time I've done a mail-in ballot. And it looks like that's going to go very smooth, in the same way with my family. And so I'm just overall impressed with the way this is coming off, considering the COVID-19 and everything that we've been up against, and have to change the buildings, and with all the personnel. We have other offices down there on the main floor that have to function also. So overall, they've done a very good job, Brandon.
Hmm. That's good to hear. Well, and you know, I know there's still a lot of skeptics out there, and I know we talked about this in the past, but it's worth bringing up again, just kind of for those that have never done it before. I don't think I've ever voted by mail myself, but Rich, could you kind of just, you know, ease some fears if anyone has them out there for making sure their vote's going to be counted properly?
Well, I can try. Of course, as you know, some individuals just have their personal opinions on it, but mail ballot elections isn't new in the United States. You know, the state of Oregon and Washington and Colorado have done them for decades. I remember touring in Oregon in the late 90s, and they were, for each and every election, all vote by mail. So the processes have been ironed out, and they're safe and secure measures, you know, on the backside, once we get the applications, once we get the ballots, to be sure it's a valid ballot that should be legally cast. And even in Raleigh County, for the state of Kansas, has allowed mail ballot elections for decades as well. You're allowed to have an entirely all mail ballot election for any special question. The way the law really reads is any election where a candidate's name is not on the ballot. So it's any special question type of issue that can be. And we have had them here in Raleigh County and conducted them successfully. So there are many provisions in place, you know, people concerned, you know, that someone gets their application and signs it and sends it in. Well, we're going to verify that it's their signature. We actually conducted training several years ago, but then had a refresher training this year on signature verification. And so each application that comes in, we actually pull up the person's original voter registration that we have on our system, and we review to make sure that is the same signature, not just the name spelled the same, that the loops are the same, that the general style of the handwriting the same. And so we go through that grade of effort on each and every application. And if it doesn't match, we send that individual a card and say, hey, because like I tell people, my signature at the age of 20 when I registered to vote probably isn't going to look the same when I'm 85 if I'm lucky enough to make it that long. And so we'll send them a card and say, hey, it doesn't match. Can you please update your voter registration signature to give people an opportunity to update those? So there are many security measures in place. And, you know, the next step people are concerned with is you send me my ballot and someone goes into my mailbox that's out in my front yard and pulls my ballot. Same process will take place. I mean, well, hopefully someone said will know that they applied and say, hey, you know, my ballot never showed up. So that's one red flag for us. But we're only going to receive one ballot for each and every individual. If an individual sends in three ballots, the first one that is allowed to go through the process to be counted, because we verified that signature again, will be checked off on the system. And we'll know if we get any more from them, those are not valid ballots and they simply don't get counted. So there's a lot of security measures in place on the back end that people don't understand that we're doing. So it is a very secure process. We have done it before here in Riley County, and actually every election in the state of Kansas has ballots by mail in every county.
All right. Dave, you look like you have a question there.
Yeah. Hi, Rich. Hi, Commissioner.
Good morning, Dave.
And Rich, this question is directed to you. A caller asked about if they get a mail-in ballot, can they walk that ballot and just drop it off there at the clerk's office?
They can, or they can also drop it off at the polling place that day.
At the polling place. Now, and, you know, and I've been a little bit preoccupied here since I haven't been able to get a lot of the discussion that you've had. I haven't been able to hear that. You have a number of polling places that do open up tomorrow, a large number of them, actually.
Tomorrow? No, actually, the only polling place that opens up tomorrow is the advance.
Is at the county
voting
office
location
building.
At the courthouse office building.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll have all 29 polling places open on August 4th on Election Day. But yeah, tomorrow for in-person advance voting, the only location is down at the regular location at 110 Courthouse Plaza.
All right. Thank you. How's the fishing up there at Frog Holler?
It's good.
Good to know. All right. Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, continue our conversation with Rich Vargo and Ron Wells here from Riley County. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.